yes, you can build the business you want, impact your community, and bring revenue into your business. You just need the right strategies, support, and focus. Now, I don't have to tell you that surrounding yourself with a group of like-minded and success-minded people is only going to move your business forward. And that's what you get inside my Thrive membership. Inside, you get access to weekly live Q&A calls, industry-specific business training, accountability, and resources that will bring ease and give you back time. This group, part mentorship, part coaching, part mastermind, will keep you focused on what matters. So what does matter? Well, your business getting a steady stream of new clients and being able to seamlessly retain your existing clientele and building those systems that allow you to take time out of your business. Head to spring3.com/thrive to find out more and join an upcoming interest call with me. Now, here's this week's episode of the Pilates Business Podcast. Hey there. When it comes to marketing your studio, most business owners place their marketing focus on attracting new clients into their studio. And that piece of the puzzle is vitally important, of course. But if you focus all your efforts on generating new business, then you might be missing a major opportunity for increased revenue and increased profit. So in today's episode of the Pilates Business Podcast, I'm going to be talking about how you can create a marketing plan that will target all of your clients and potentially increase your profits. Well, hi there, I'm Saran Glanfield. I'm a business and marketing strategist just for boutique fitness studio owners like you. If you're ready to be inspired and make a bigger impact, you're in the right place. All you need are a few key strategies, the right mindset, and some support along the way. Join me as I share the real life insights that will help you grow a sustainable and profitable studio. This is the Pilates Business Podcast. Welcome back to the Pilates Business Podcast. I'm Saran, and I'm thrilled you're here with me today. I have to say, I love that I get feedback, I get emails from folks all over the world telling me that they're listening and tuning in to the Pilates Business Podcast. So wherever you are in the world, welcome. I'm so, so glad you're here. And I'm back today with another marketing-focused episode. Truly, this is where I see so many studio owners and teachers need just a little bit of extra help and guidance. And that's totally fine because, let's face it, there was no marketing training when you became a teacher. Most teacher training programs, if not all, don't really include an awful lot about how to build and grow a business. So if you're picking up tips here with me today, stay tuned because I've got something good I want to share with you. And it's something that comes up a lot. And it's an opportunity that I see exist in most of the studios that I work with. So when it comes to your marketing, for sure, identifying what I call the ideal client, the ideal type of person that you want to work with in your business, and then creating a marketing plan that really is centered around attracting those people into your studio is no doubt vitally important to your success. But this strategy alone actually is leaving out an entire group of clients that still need your attention and need their own dedicated marketing plan. And I'm talking about your existing clients, okay? These are the clients that you already have attracted into your business. Perhaps they're still clients, perhaps they're not, but there is a group of people who have already walked in through the door of your studio. And they may be coming to classes consistently week after week, or they may have fallen off the schedule. Either way, they already know you. And we like that. It's really good for us. So what I encourage you to think about is about those people who already have touched your business and what you're doing to market to those folks, because your current clients, they are your lifeline. When they don't walk back in, when they leave and they don't come back, it hits your bottom line immediately. So alongside the strategies of getting increased visibility and building brand awareness, you also need strategies to effectively retain your clients. it's the retention element is so critical. And alongside that is strategies to win back clients that you haven't seen for a while. We call them win back campaigns, right? You want to win old clients and bring them back into your studio. And once you have people in your studio, once you have clients, you want to make sure they don't stick around just for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. I know for so many of you, your clients are your clients for years. And I like that a lot, right? So we know that we want to retain your current clients. There's so many reasons why, right? Because not only does it help you to build a business and have that revenue be consistent in your business, but I know that it is so impactful when you get to work with the same person and see them get stronger and healthier and happier week after week and month after month. I know that you get so much out of working with clients, and you get to help them through all of the highs and lows during their journey with you, right? And not only that, but they become a part of your community within your studio. Oftentimes, they are a big champion of your business, and you can often rely on them to spread the word about your studio. So we care tremendously about keeping clients inside of your studio business. Now, these are all really good reasons to nurture these relationships, but there's also another reason why it's important to work on retention also. Actually, I have a three statistics that I want to share with you. Number one is, and this is a statistic that I hear over and over again, and the number changes slightly, but it varies between sort of 5 and 13, actually, that it costs between those two numbers that much more to attract a new client than it does to retain an existing one, right? So even if you take the lower end, it costs up to 5 times as much to attract a new client than it does to retain an existing one, which means in terms of energy and expense, it's going to cost, and time, it's going to cost you more to get a new client than it is going to be to retain an existing client in your business. The other thing I want you to think about is, if you've been through the process of bringing someone new into your business and then they don't stay, it means that you are losing out on the time and that you have invested in your sales process in the beginning, right? And if you can increase your retention rate, you will also see an increase in your revenue and your profits by anywhere between 25 to 100%, depending on how long they stay and what your services cost and so on, right? The third thing is that you will succeed at selling more to a current client about 60 to 70% of the time, while selling to a new client succeeds anywhere between 5 and 40% of the time. Okay. So what we know is it's easier to sell to a client who already knows you. So that's why I'm not just talking about the people who are currently active in your business. I'm also talking about those people who you may not have seen for a little while. You may not have seen some people in your studio for a while, but that doesn't mean that they've disappeared forever. We want to think about how we can get them back in the business. Okay. So the bottom line is, focusing your marketing efforts on your existing clients is an incredible way to increase your profits in a very positive way. So like so many of the studio owners that I work with, you are probably eager to really figure out how to do this in the real world. It's one of the areas we focus on a lot inside of the Marketing Intensive program. This is a program for studio owners that helps them to design a marketing message that is aligned with their business and to create a plan for marketing to both new clients and a plan for retaining all of the clients that they attract into their business with the ways that you can talk about your business and things that you can say at various points along that customer journey that encourages them to stick around and potentially even buy more. And all of this leads to increased profits for studio owners and increased profits relatively quickly. Now, what I found is that there are many different ways that your sales will come. And many of those sales will come via social media, perhaps. Probably not. Many of your sales will come from email, perhaps, more likely. Many of your sales will come from people who walk by, especially if you're a brick and mortar business. And what I found, though, is that your success at sales is directly tied not to how many people follow you on social media, but is directly tied often to how many people you are connecting with on a weekly basis, truly connecting with, not just the people who are scrolling by your posts, but people who are actually reading your emails, who are actually responding to your text messages, who are actually engaging with you in some way, shape, or form. Those are the people who are already in your business. Those are the people you might be reaching out to on a weekly basis to invite them to come back into the studio. And what I recommend is if you have an active client base, which I hope you do, if you have an active client base and you have the emails, you should be sending what I call regular nurture emails, I mean, not newsletters necessarily, but nurture emails to your list of existing clients. And you do this frequently, at least once a week. If your business is exclusively online, you may actually need to send an email more than once a week. Email tends to be directly linked to the size of the revenue of a studio, typically. The more people who have given you their email address, this is kind of the link here for you, is the more people who have given you their email address, they have either touched your business in some way because they've been in your business or they've tried a class or they've given you their email on your website so they can keep in touch with you. So they are what we consider somewhat of a warm audience. And they are the people who we want to make sure are as active as possible in your business. Okay. So keeping in touch with them with email on a regular basis is really important, right? Now, here's something that I really want you to consider and take away from this episode. The emails that you send to your existing clients should not always be sales emails. And please don't make them sales emails, right? Please don't make every single email a promotion or a sale or a discount or something, because what happens is that your clients will tune out your emails and not really read them. Okay. They should be filled with other content. And this is what we call content marketing. They should be filled with content that is valuable, that is insightful, that is sharing your expertise, giving support and encouragement and inspiration to your clients. So that it's giving something each and every week that makes them want to open those emails, so that when the time comes and you do want to make a promotion and offer them a promotion, that they are excited for opening your email and they will read what it says in it. What I found is for those studios who tend to send emails that are only promotions week after week or month after month, clients tend to not open them and not really respond as well as those studios who tend to send a nice mix of content. And, you know, I talk about this a lot with all of my studio owners inside of the marketing intensive, because that mix is really important, and making sure that you are highlighting all of the amazing things that you're doing inside of your studio and being able to articulate the value of what you do, articulate the outcomes, the results, and the benefits. That's what helps to keep people inspired and keep people in your business and active in your business. And what I find is that if you are lost on what to say, it's because we haven't done that deep work to figure out how to articulate your value or what the right content mix looks like, so that your plan leaves you kind of spinning your wheels. If you haven't done that work, you tend to promote the same thing over and over again. You tend to repeat the same thing over again, hoping that it gets more eyes on your business. But what's happening is your message is often falling flat, and then not getting you any results. Right. And so if you have got a really compelling marketing message, you know what your brand promise looks like, you know how to share that with your new clients, but also your existing clients, you know how to talk to your existing clients that helps them understand the value of what you're offering and keeps them in your business with all these little tactics and tools that can help them stay really sticky, then what we see is that retention rates increase. And you get a lot more fulfillment out of teaching your clients, because they show up each and every week. And sometimes, if you are strategic about what you say to them, oftentimes they actually end up coming more often, right? So the other group of clients that we often leave out of our marketing plan are those clients who used to visit your studio, but perhaps who haven't come back in for a session or a class in a long time. And I do encourage you to give those group of people a little bit of TLC, right? There's all sorts of reasons why they may have dropped off the schedule. None of them may be to do with you and your classes at all. But it's really important to continue to invite them back into the studio with a really really compelling win back campaign. And that's, again, that we want to center that around your brand values and how you can help them, right? And what I'm seeing right now truly is when you're getting your messaging right now in the world today, there is a tremendous amount of opportunity right now as people are going back to in-person classes, are, you know, integrating both online and in-person sessions at studios just like yours. And so when your clients stop coming to classes, don't let it go too long before you reconnect. You want to make sure that you are staying in close contact and you're aware of who's fallen off the schedule and perhaps take the time to follow up with them. And, you know, all of these emails that you're sending, regardless of whether they're going to an active client or an inactive client, you want to make sure that you are looking for ways to really connect with your clients. And that is how you'll be able to build and deepen that relationship with them to keep them coming back, make them sticky in your business and increase their retention rate of your studio, which has a direct impact on your profits. Okay. So there you have it, a super quick overview of the marketing strategies that you need to effectively retain your clients and perhaps even win back old clients. And the goal is to ensure your clients really do stick around year after year, which will truly impact your profit in a big way and will impact it fast. Now, if you want to drill down into this and a lot of those other pieces of the marketing puzzle that perhaps might be missing from your studio business right now, then I will encourage you to consider joining my next marketing intensive enrollment. This is an 8-week step-by-step program where I guide you through the process of crafting your unique marketing message, of defining who it is you want to work with and how you can be visible to those people, and then how to create a plan that implements all of the strategies and tactics that will work specifically for your business. Because what I know from working with hundreds of studio owners and taking hundreds of studio owners through this exact program is that no two studios are the same. And the marketing message that you will have and the marketing message another studio will have will be different and unique. And that's the best. And that's what we want, right? So if you're interested in refining your marketing skill set, something that we aren't often taught and don't often invest quite the right amount of time into, then I would encourage you joining the 8-week program that's kicking off very, very soon. And inside of that program, not only do you get access to the full program, as well as templates and resources and scripts and checklists that help you with your marketing, not just today, but in the future, year after year, people come back to me and tell me that they are leaning on everything that they learned during the marketing intensive, and it's helped them really grow their business, not just during those 8 weeks, but year after year as it follows. You also get access to a series of live weekly calls with me where we review your work. Because what I also know from working with studio owners is that you can go away and do this work, but what's really, really helpful is to get my eyes on your business and my eyes on your marketing messaging so that I can tell you and refine and help you to craft a message that is uniquely you and that is going to be compelling and is going to resonate with your unique ideal client. You also get resources, templates, and answers, because I know every single one of you has answers about how you should price your intro package, how you can retain your clients, how you should be marketing to your type of client, right? Where you should be marketing to your clients and what you should be telling them. And I talk about all of this inside of the program. When you join, you will join alongside other studio owners who, just like you, were never taught how to effectively market their studio businesses. So you'll get eye-opening information on email marketing versus social media marketing, how to create a signature offer or a signature program that helps you to stand out, what you should not be doing when you email your current clients, and perhaps the different types of emails that every studio owner should be sending, as well as all templates and marketing calendars that you can use to build your very own unique visibility plan. All of this is inside the marketing intensive. Enrollment is opening really soon, and I want to see you join and learn and get everything that you need to build and grow your business from here. Because if I know one thing from working with studio owners over the last 10 years now, it's that the better you become at marketing, the more your business grows. The more you invest in your marketing skills, especially being able to talk about what you do and connecting with your clients and knowing how to serve your clients in a way that also supports your business, is how your business grows. So if you want to learn more about whether or not this program is the right fit for you, just head over to spring3.com/marketingintensive. And you're going to get all the information that you need there about the program. And then I want you, if you've got questions, I want you to reach out and ask me those questions. I hope I answer them all for you on the site. But if I don't, please feel free to reach out because I answer every single email and I'm more than happy to answer your questions about this program. You know, as one of the past participants said, it really is magic. It just, there's the shifts that happen just in the first 3 weeks of the program. It is truly incredible. So many things just kind of come into light and what I hear, the feedback I get is that it just puts a lot of clarity into how to grow and how to serve clients on the business side. So we don't talk about teaching. I don't tell you how to teach your clients. I tell you how to help them how you can use your business skills and marketing skills to help them and grow your business. And that's what we cover inside of the Marketing Intensive. All right. So I hope this was super helpful to you and gave you a little bit of food for thought on where there might be opportunities in your business for revenue growth. And, you know, retention really is an area where we are super focused because we like that recurring client that comes back week after week and month after month. And so it's definitely a big part of what we talk about inside of the Marketing Intensive, alongside, of course, how we can get new clients into your studio business. So if you have got questions about the program or if you've got something that you'd like me to talk about, just reach out and let me know. I hope this is helpful to you. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week, and I'll be back next week with more great business building tips and insights. Did you love this episode and want more? Head to spring3.com and check out my free resources that will help you run a profitable and fulfilling studio business. And before you go, one last reminder, there is no one way to do what you do, only your way. So whatever it is that you want to do, create, or offer, you've got this. Thanks again for joining me today, and have a wonderful rest of your day.